every situation in life, you need to consider if the reward or possible consequences far supersedes the experience. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a career change, whether it is starting a business, whether it's speaking your mind, you need to consider the possibilities of what ifs. Let me give you a quick example of this. Yesterday, we went to a Blue Caves, absolutely beautiful. They had cliffs. My man wanted to go cliff jumping. And to him, the reward is jumping, having fun, nice water. To me, the possibility of consequences existed. The terrain was not flat, very rocky. He could injure himself just on the walk. It took about 30 minutes just to get there for one single jump. On top of that, when you jump, you could land in a shallow end. You could quite possibly paralyze yourself or worse, end up dead. The consequences far superseded that one reward. For me, this is a process of evaluation for everything. And some people may consider it very risk adverse. To me, it's just using practical and logical sense. From a relationship standpoint, whether you're a woman or a man, and you spot red flags in the first few days, the first few months, consider the outcome. Will it be worth it? Consider the rewards, consider the risk. Already noticing that they're unloyal, they lie a lot, they show abusive tendencies, they will waste your time, energy, efforts, money. Will the outcome be worth it? No matter what you do, you cannot change a person. You cannot fix a person. The possibilities of what they could become will never exist. Falling in love with somebody's potential is a potential for disaster. Anyway, so I'm about to have breakfast, so that's all I got for you today. Bye.